Du, vi har ingen Kims. Vet du hva det betyr?
Ingen Kims, ingen knask.
Nei.
Ingen Kims, ingen kveld.
Nei.
Ingen Kims, ingen cardio.
Nei.
Ingen Kims, ingen kos.
I desember var jo Oslo Deathfest. I den anledning ble Incoation og Vacuus med på livepod på Kniven. Ni folk, en mic. Jeg heter Helle Stenkløv. Dette Jernverket. Nå har jeg for en gang skyld noe nytt å fortelle her. Jernverket har nemlig fått lydhjelp. Jeg har vært så inn I hampen lei av å justere ujevn lyd med dårlig utstyr, så det har sinket alt av prosesser. Så jeg klaget min nød til en gammel venn, og han tilbudte seg å jevne ut opptakene for meg. Hels på Erling Malm. Han spiller, søng og produserer I Endolit og Articulus, har akkurat tatt over mikken I Vicinity, gjestet Triosphere og Veil of Secrets, og miksa Confess. Ja, og så spilte vi sammen I Fuzzy Logic for snart 20 år siden. At han nå fast medhjelper her en ære. Takk, Erling. Så om du har lyst til å donere krona til Jernverket, vips på nummer 567438, eller bli med på Jernverket sin Patreon. Yes!
I don't even know how many times. They begin 15 past 11, so I think they'll be there now.
Okay, so the doors are open 11. It's not 11.
Just grab hold of me. It's not a big place.
Lite lunnhyl, ja. Det fint. Det går bra, Daniel. Begge mikrofonene fungerer. Test dem nå. Herlig. Okay. We'll do this in English. I have to switch between Norwegian and English, and that's not always easy, but I'll do my best. Okay.
In the blue corner.
This one is for the band. I don't know. Do you want to hold this?
What's up?
So, hi. I don't know if you know this, but Oslo Deathfest has invited you all to a live podcast with Vacuus and Incoation. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Okay, my name is Helle Stenkløv. I have a podcast called Jernverket. I've been doing that for, I don't know how many years, 11 maybe?
Yes.
Doing this kind of live thing is kind of a tradition on these underground festivals, but I don't think I've ever had this many band members and this few microphones ever because there's eight people here sharing one microphone, so bear with us. If any of you in the audience have questions, just write them down. You'll be able to ask them in the end of the interview. And I'm trying to record this on this recorder in my cap here. Hopefully it will be turn out okay, so you can listen to it later on if you're too drunk to remember today. All right, welcome guys.
Hello.
I'll just begin with you, Vacuus, from England.
Yeah. Yep.
Congrats with your first show outside England.
Appreciate it.
Did any of you guys see them?
Yeah.
Were they any good?
They were nice.
Okay, so tell us, how did that go?
Yeah, it was good. I mean, I'm just so out of it from today, but yeah, it was really good. The room was packed. And yeah, I think we played pretty well, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
You cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was good.
Yeah, it was fun.
That sounds good. So, can you tell me a little bit about yourself? Who are you and what do you do in the band? Just to give your names and your instruments. I'll try to remember.
Hi, I'm Michael. I play guitar. Also band, daddy, father.
Somebody has to be.
I'm Max. I slap the tops.
Drum vocals. I'm Bad Mama.
I'm Zach. I play bass.
I'm Ezra. I play the guitar.
Yeah. All right. So how did you guys hook up? I've seen that some of you, some of you were playing in bands before, but Joel, this was your first band ever.
My first band, yeah.
Yeah.
So how on earth did you get these guys to play with you? I've read that most of you are already played in other bands. So hi, I'm this guy that have never played in a band before.
I think the only one who's actually played in like an active band is Max. He plays in, he drums for Hellripper from Glasgow. And I think we were just all into like extreme music, and we met through our friend Seth from a great friend in a band called Stiff Meds.
Yeah. Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. At the beginning, we were a three-piece, so Joe was doing drums and vocals, and we have another bass player, so it was just the three of us, and then, yeah, now just vocals. We got Max in, and Ezra second guitar, so, and Zach from last year.
All right, and so we have to give the microphone to Incoation as well. You're a new band, a very new band, but you've already played a few shows even outside Norway.
Yeah. we played in Reykjavik. Reykjavik Death Fest.
How did you end up in Reykjavik without even having a Metal Archives page?
Well, we're two guys from Ruin, and Ruin was already playing the fest, so I was kind of rude, just asking if we could jump on, and they said yes, listening to some rehearsal tapes, and they went for it.
You saved some ticket money.
Yes, mostly.
So tell us, who are you, what are your names, what do you do in the band, and how did you become a band?
I'm Eivind, I play drums.
I'm Mattis, and I play guitar and do vocals.
My name is Magnus, and I play the bass and do vocals. I don't know how we started out. Me and Mattis just started jamming some riffs, as most people do. And Eivind is pretty much the only drummer I know well. Already playing in Ruin with me. It was kind of an easy question having him join the band.
Yeah, I actually got a message from Eirik over here, who plays in Ruin, that Magnus wanted to start a new death metal band. Like, you asked through him, actually.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we hooked up and started jamming.
So, this day is a big one for you guys because you just put out your first EP. Congrats!
Thank you. Thank you.
Let's go. And the release show is actually tonight.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where? When?
Basement of Kniven, of course. Last band closing the first day of Oslo Death Fest. Quite happy with that. Nice spot.
That's quite big. Is this because of Eirik that arranges Oslo Death Fest also plays in June?
Don't look at me. No comment.
This smells.
Yeah.
All right. So, tell us about this first album of yours. I guess that nobody here has heard it yet. Maybe one time or two on Spotify in desperation before arriving here today.
Maybe. We kind of hasted through releasing it through DistroKid, just on any streaming service. I think it was out at midnight. I have no idea. The music itself is, many call it cosmic death metal, I call it sci-fi death metal. technical death metal something. It's just something out of the ordinary, maybe? It's like, not just chugging and blast beats, I guess, but it's more influenced by dissonance and a change of rhythms and such.
So not like Vacuous, just chugging.
Yeah.
No.
We like blast beats.
Yeah.
We love
it. Vacuous, you put out an album last year, and you actually have a few releases out already.
Yeah. So we put out our debut full length a year ago, Dreams of Dysphoria, on Dark Descent Records, Misako Noho. And yeah, this year we put out a split 7-inch, which we actually have for sale tonight, with a band from Leeds called Mortuary Spawn.
Woo!
Exactly, yeah. We've also already recorded a second album with see that guy with the beanie over there who's looking all sad? He's our producer at the moment.
Wow!
Yeah.
So if any other bands here are in need of a producer, they can just go to him?
If you want your music career ruined, that's the man.
No, seriously, yeah, Stan's amazing. Check out Holy Mountain recording studio.
I noticed that you had a Norwegian artist on the split.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
For the cover.
Yeah, and Flesh Flies on Instagram is amazing artist. We all really like her. And she's just a really lovely person. And just from being a fan of her art, I got in touch with her and yeah, just sorted it out.
And it fit like the music as
well.
And
it fit the music as well. And we always wanted to do like kind of collage type thing, like a carcass kind of thing. So it just felt natural. So it's quite nice to actually promote it like in Norway.
Absolutely. Can you tell us a bit about the lyrical themes of yours? I know that there's no bands like to talk in depth about this, but it's quite a desperate and sad.
yeah, definitely. I think that's kind of like going back to about how we formed. I think me and Michael, we talked a lot about, we wanted to make music which was just mainly about depression and anxiety.
just the fun stuff,
yeah. That's definitely kind of just like a revolving theme. Some of the songs have lyrics, some of them don't. A lot of them don't. But it's cool though, because you can kind of just like, it's a nice like canvas to express just negative emotions. So yeah, I think we're pretty open about the themes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So do you use your personal
experiences
when you write lyrics?
Yeah, 100%. I had like a mental breakdown this year. I couldn't like walk or speak for a few months. I think I feel like you can hear it in the music, basically.
Yeah, if you want to continue blowing people up, the title track on our album is about a relative who killed herself, so yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah.
That's hard, yeah, but it's not, every life isn't supposed to be happy all the time.
It's not.
100%.
So, but I'm glad to see it, that you're better, that you're here.
Thank you.
And doing this show.
Why not?
So, of course, you should be here on the international debut.
Appreciate that.
Very good. But what about you in Croatian? Do you use your own experiences when writing lyrics? Are you as personal as Vacuous have shared with us? Or is it more like science fiction?
Yeah, it's fictional. Everything just you know, we have the themes like death and destruction and cosmic mysteries, but it's all fictional, nothing really. I haven't experienced any of those things, yeah. You know, traveling through space and time. I don't know about you guys, maybe? No?
No.
Okay.
Not
traveling through time?
No, I wish.
No, it's fictional. Oh.
This question might be, I don't know, weird, difficult, but would you think that it's more difficult to write lyrics from a personal aspect than to something that is a complete fantasy, just something from up there, or the other way around? Right? It's difficult to be open about yourself, of course, but it's also difficult to create a new world in lyrics.
Yeah, I think it's personal preference. Like, I wouldn't be able to write that kind of stuff. I think that takes a lot of skill to make the listener or whatever feel involved and to really, like, suspend disbelief. Whereas for us, it's kind of like, I don't know, the band that I'm thinking of right now is Grief, the sludge band. And bands like that, and Dystopia is like a huge influence as well. I think that kind of stuff where it's very like raw and on your sleeve and quite immediate, I think that appeals to us a lot. And I think being from the UK, it's kind of like also that kind of like, you know, bands like Carcass, Napalm Death, that kind of thing. It's all quite immediate and personal.
Yeah. Yeah, don't have much to add to that. But yeah, I think we kind of made the decision early on to be quite an honest band. I mean, like, we leave those mistakes in our music and stuff, so I think it kind of translates with the general vibe to how we behave and whatnot. We're done.
But how do you work with the songs? What comes first? The lyrics?
The music,
riffs?
The riffs, yeah. Riffs, yeah.
So do you jam them, or is it like sitting at home, making a riff, passing it around?
Up until now, it's me kind of going crazy in my room, sending them WhatsApp voice notes, being like, guys, you gotta learn this. And they've been accommodating enough to take my bedroom riffs and actually like add their ideas and their talents to it. And so I'm very grateful for that. And then, yeah, we kind of make the changes and rehearse it kind of as a live band and then go into the studio. So that's how it works.
Mm. How about you, in Croatian? How do you work with the songs? What comes first? Who is the one sending the WhatsApp messages in your band?
Yeah, that's me. I make the riffs mostly, but each of us plays an important part in the songwriting. Like I come up with the riffs that it's hard to place in songs, and they make it work in some weird way.
It's mostly just Mattis writing hundreds of riffs and then meeting up in the rehearsal space, kind of going through everything and getting kind of a structure eventually.
But what do you do when you don't like the riffs coming? Does that happen?
Usually not, actually, but not every riff is easy to incorporate in a song, so we just like leave it like in the back of our minds and pull it out when we need it. So we usually try to like get the structure of a song that like kind of works, and then build upon that and switch things out and like make it work though. So we just put a lot of the things in a bowl and like define the start and the end of the song and like work stitching it together.
Hmm. But do you feel finished with the songs before you enter the studio, or do you still fix and change things when you're in the studio? I know you went to Studio Torment.
Yeah, almost lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We didn't change all that much. Maybe I think we changed the drums on some parts, but nothing else. But we've had those songs, at least the ideas, for well over a year, I think, before recording it. Yeah.
How about you, Vakius? How many times does a song change before it's done, before it's ready for the studio and to be recorded and actually put out to an audience?
Honestly, I feel like Max, you should take this one because like it doesn't really, it's not finished until Max has like written his drums and he kind of makes us switch things around and stuff.
I speed it up.
I like that.
Too much, you might say. No, I don't know, like I like to try and write more sort of groovy sort of bits, and sometimes it kind of changes the phrasing. I don't know.
Yeah. Max is the only one who's kind of like coordinated in the band and likes to dance and stuff, so that kind of plays a part. The rest of us are just too sad, but we're really lucky to have him because, yeah. You should watch him two-step, it's pretty cool.
I hope...
I've got moves, man.
Ooh, we want to see that tonight. Shut so up, the dad, man. The mom, and the dancer of the band, yeah.
I know.
But what are your plans now? I thought I read something about a European tour, but is that correct? Or was that just something that was said? Or is this the European tour?
So... Yes, one day.
For one night only.
We were meant to go on tour with Croatia. From Denmark. But, things didn't work out in terms of just, like, organization. Yeah, logistical stuff, which is a bit of a bummer. I'm just glad to be able to play here tonight, and we will definitely do a European tour, hopefully sometime next year. Yeah.
Ooh. How about you, in Croatian? I guess you at least you want to have some plans, as you have a new EP out now. I saw that you were booked to Inferno. That's good.
Yeah, that's sick. We're very excited about that. I don't think we have that much planned except Inferno. Like,
yes, it's back to writing mostly. Yeah. We have no plans other than Inquisition and things that pop up randomly, I guess. All gigs we've done up until now, including Inferno next year, is. They are all gigs we got without having anything released or anything recorded. So we'll see.
Just keep adding yourself on posters with the Rune.
Yes. That's tragedy.
So let's talk about musical inspirations. What made you play music in the first place? What were your, like, or what are your key bands, the ones that brought you into this room tonight, from beginning?
I guess my biggest musical inspiration, at least for starting to play instruments, it's just my dad. He showed me like the heavy music from the start, since I was a little baby, and had a lot of instruments laying around, so I got to pick it up from there, and then been listening to, like, of course, starting with like Iron Maiden and Black Sabbath and such, and then just moving heavier and heavier.
I mostly been playing instruments all my life, so music has always been part of my life in some way. I didn't really hit my metal phase until I was a bit older, through my dad, who was sort of groomed me to become a musician.
I said groomed.
Life had me since I was barely old enough to walk. And that really hit the spot for me.
It's my dad, yeah. Same here. And also, Eirik tricked me into making a band together.
Groomed you as well.
So that's great.
It's all Eirik. It all comes back to you, Eirik. Oslo Death Fest,
it
these
does.
Bands.
Guilty as charged.
Yeah.
Some of the strings all along.
Tusen takk, det har vært fantastisk publikum. Og nå har vi kommet til det største øyeblikket I kveld. Det tid for å virkelig blåse fløtte av dere alle sammen. Det tid for...
Fredagskos.
And there's also, this is just a feeling of mine, I don't know if this is correct, but in Norway, the underground and the band like scene has, it's been flourishing. Of course, there's ups and downs, but there are a lot of bands compared to the number of people actually living in Norway. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I feel it's a bit different in England, especially the last 15 years maybe, and I'm not talking about a lack of bands, but a lack of cool bands.
In terms of like underground music or whatever, I think UK hardcore is probably the most prevalent, the most popular.
Tons of punk,
hardcore. Pretty much like every other week you can find a show if you really wanted to. So yeah, in terms of like death metal,
I mean.
I think the thing with the metal in the UK is it's because like it kind of technically started from there or whatever. It's so institutionalized that it's gotten a bit stale. Like you got these festivals like Bloodstock, whatever, and people kind of aspire to play that. So it just kind of, people shoot for that. And I think there hasn't been much of an underground kind of metal culture for the past 10 years, but I think that's changed.
Until Necropolis.
Like, yeah, until the festival that I started. No, I think in the past 5 or so years, there've been some bands popping up, like, kind of peers of ours that...
Film touring.
Yeah, kind of come from maybe more of a DIY punk background, and but that are into death metal, and they kind of... They don't have the same aspirations. We just want to play cool shows and do the kind of death metal that we like. And so I think it is getting healthier in overall. But yeah, it's kind of maybe, I don't know if it's made it over here in terms of like it being on anyone's radar yet.
No, but that's what I read, that you'd rather play with some of the hardcore and punk bands than some of the death metal bands because they're the wrong death metal.
Definitely, 100%. Like, I think our policy is like, don't play a show that you wouldn't want to be at as a fan. Like, we all have jobs. Like, I don't have much free time. So, like, the idea of being on like a five death, you know, a Tuesday night playing with five deathcore bands is like, there's no way, right?
So there's no use to shout Slayer to these guys on the streets because they will probably not recognize you as a true metal fan.
Joe, you don't like Slayer.
No. The ongoing joke is that I don't like Slayer. I'm gaslighting people that I do actually like Slayer. I do like Slayer. I think like even historically, like the best extreme metal bands have like always had like hardcore and punk roots in the UK. So
yeah, Carcass,
Bolt-Thrower, Bolt-Thrower, you name it. So I think it's like, we were just talking about this, like coming here, like it's more like true, like kind of just metal, if that makes sense, like black and death metal, where in the UK it's quite blood. So I think that's cool. I actually really like that. I'm glad we have that.
You should be.
Okay.
So where was I? Yeah, we're talking about English death metal here. But what is the first band you think of in occasion when you think about England? Like the first metal band you think of when you hear about the country England?
Iron Maiden.
Not Macius.
Yeah, I was gonna say the same because they're so British, so yeah.
How about the other way? What's the first Norwegian band you think about?
Mayhem.
Dark Throne.
Yeah, Dark Throne. Dark Throne.
That's cheating. You put the words in their mouth.
Yeah, I was just gonna guess.
I'll say Or Noir because there's a poster over there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Even more cheating. Yeah. But enough about the music. We need to talk about some Spinal Tap shit as well. Because when you're a small band doing some weird club shows and having fans all over the world through the internet, you're bound to have some weird or crazy stories or happenings or stuff that's like huh? Did this just happen, or why did this happen? Do you have anything weird or funny to share with us?
Go on, madman.
No, we're just really not very rock and roll.
we're really boring.
We're very serious musicians.
That's what all bands say, but then you start talking and within 2 minutes, there's always a story.
Right. Can we have extra time on that?
Pass it on to Incoation.
It's not very exciting, but it does fit the Spinal Tap thing. I had to literally leave a show without a shirt and buy one from the support band once. We played this rock bar in East London, which will not be named. And it was honestly like being in a sauna. It was just like horrific. Their like green room was essentially like a kitchen, like where they're meant to be preparing food. And so like we had our gear on top of like coffee bags and dirty plates and like knives and forks. Is disgusting. So I had to like literally climb over the counter where they're preparing food to get my amp. It was nuts. I was super stressed. We were running late, sweating, like lost like half of my body weight in sweat. Anyway, I'm a very like skinny and out of shape guy. I know there's no video here, but I took my shirt off halfway through the set, which I never do, and put it on the ground, finished the set, someone stole my shirt. I literally had to go to the support band and be like, can I buy your shirt so I can walk home? Clothed.
I hope that was a good band.
Yeah, they're good friends of ours. Vomitorium. They've broken up now. But
And Mortuary Spawn.
Yeah, Mortuary Spawn, we put out a split with as well.
Incoation, do you have any good stories? And if not with your band, with Rune, you must have some.
Well, the only like properly funny thing I can think of is we did this small leg of a tour with Rune, with Alters and Fossilization in Germany. The only thing I can think of is we have this sleeping hall we were sharing for one night, and the amount of snoring 12 guys can make is insane. I woke up like 5:30 and I couldn't sleep after. My bed was shaking, things were dropping on the floor. Insane. Yeah.
Earthquake.
Yeah.
It's rock and roll, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds wild.
Yeah. Sick.
That's touring life.
I can remember we played with a show, a mini tour with Rune before that tour in Scandinavia. We played with Vomit Rot and Plague Mace. We played like a show at the hometown of Vomit Rot in Sweden, and it was like a really rock and roll bar, and like there was, they said it were only alcoholics that went there that listened to like AC/DC, and we played there, and they have like this are on stage with a lot of dirt and fake blood on them, and only like a piece of rug before in front of their cock and balls. And we just put on really good show, and like the few people that was there just went crazy. It was like the best show of the tour. That was really fun.
I don't know how to say this in English, but skinnebedrar.
Yeah, noe sånt.
Okay. Focus. Did you, Michael, say that, or did you, Joe, say that Michael is doing a festival? Or?
Yeah, Necropolis.
Yeah, tell us about this.
Yes, I run a one-day festival in South London called Necropolis. We had our first edition this year. So actually we share a headliner with Oslo Deathfest, Undergang headlined. We also had K-Ocean and kind of the side project that both bands have called Sequestrum. And then it was just bunch of UK bands. But yeah, it sold out, so it was pretty cool. Yeah, the idea was just to do like kind of underground DIY death metal fest. I mean, we used a venue called New Cross Inn, which is where all the punk shows are in London. So that was kind of the idea, to sort of just make it really laid back and yeah, no pretense. So we got the second one for next year. We've got Hyperdontia. Who else? We've got Snet, I don't know if I'm saying it right, from Czech Republic. Morbific. Who else we got? Cryptworm, Penny Coffin, and a few others I'm forgetting, but yeah.
Nice. So not Incoation and Rune?
I guess it's a bit late in the game, but you know, there's volume 3, 4, whatever. We'll see about it, yeah.
Nice.
So I feel like I'm being held hostage with that question.
Yes. I also read something about a fanzine or a scene, a magazine. What
oh,
you guys?
That's this guy.
Oh.
Yeah, that's Red Art from there.
I'm asking to learn more about the English underground. I know the Norwegian one. I think, at least. Probably don't.
Yeah, it's I started doing artwork for the underground and stuff under the tag Charred Vulture, and then a couple of months after that I decided to start. It was during COVID lockdown, so there wasn't much else to do.
That's how we met you.
Yeah, that's how I met Vacuous, by interviewing them.
And yeah,
then I found out I can pluck some strings and invited me to join them. But yeah, there's 2 issues out so far. At some point within the next rest of my life, I'll do issue 3. But it's just a collection of international artists, bands from around the world, comic strips, yeah, just
recipes.
Yeah. Recipes,
recipes
as well.
Recipes.
Yeah.
Recipes.
Yeah.
On
food.
So how do we get a hold of this magazine?
You have a big cartel, no?
Yeah, I've got a website for it. I'm not sure if I've actually got any left in stock, but there's various distros around the world that carry it. Yeah, Crypt of the Wizard in the UK, Noxious Ruin magazine in America, some...
They're extremely wrong, dude.
What?
Extremely wrong.
No.
No. I just thought.
A couple other places, but Charred, that's the name of it, if you want to find it, but yeah.
What an awesome way to become a part of a band. I've never been asked to join a band. What's wrong with me? In occasion, do you have any other cool side projects to tell the world about now as you can? This is a self-promoting time. Except Rune.
I play in a black metal band with my buddy, but we haven't really gotten it started quite yet because of COVID hit when we were about to have our first live show. So the whole thing got put on ice for a while and we never recovered, but we hope to get some stuff out in the future, hopefully.
Magnus?
Yeah, there's this Norwegian band called Rune. Joking, nothing going on at the moment.
Yeah, I guess just Rune and Uma, which is my duo with Eirik.
Also a band with Eirik, yes, Borderline.
I guess we have our debut album in the works, coming out as soon as possible. Yeah, something like that.
For the past 2 years,
yeah. Yeah, for the past 2 years.
All right.
It's been put on ice.
But this question needs to be asked. What's the difference between Uma, Rune and Incoation?
Uma is like a sludge experimental duo, so it's like a lot of low end and just rhythm and not like death metal with bass beats. Rune is like, I guess, playful death metal type of thing, some tiny bit of black metal in there. I don't know. I'm not the right person to answer this question because I've only been playing with Rune for about a year or so. And Incoation is like I guess an even more playful sci-fi death metal thing. Yeah.
So we need to start what do you call it, rounding all these up. I don't know what's what the schedule is, Erik, but what are you doing now? Like, sorry, this is I'm mixing myself up in everything here. What are your plans now for songwriting? Since you don't have that many concerts yet, when do you think you will put out a full-length album?
Full-length?
Or will you ever?
Really depends on the process of writing. If it goes fast, you know, effective kind of process, we could see an album next year. But it's difficult to say. We could also have, you know, splits, 7 inches. Yeah, anything is possible right now.
How about you? You had an album last year and now it's a split, but the masses will be waiting for a new album or at least an EP very soon.
Yeah, we have an album instrumentally recorded. I just need to finish vocals for a few songs. But we have a title. It's called In His Blood.
Spoiler.
Oh, sorry. Was I not meant to say that?
I don't know. You said it now.
Okay, I'm not.
It's off there.
Yeah. Yeah. We played two songs from it in the, today. So we're doing that. These two go band. Go and plug it.
It's hard to plug it when it doesn't have a name yet, but three songs are recorded instrumentally as well. I just need to go back in and do the vocals over the top in January, so the nameless project will come out eventually.
I'm putting some feelers out for a Falkliff themed country band. If anyone hears this and is interested, I'd love to collaborate.
Interesting.
Yeah, we've turned down all his country song ideas, but we want to keep him in the band, so keep him happy. So if anyone can scratch that itch for him, that'd be cool.
So there won't be a bonus track with some country.
We'll see.
I mean,
Japanese edition, maybe.
Yeah, Japanese edition. I mean, are they into country there?
I don't know, but they're into Japanese editions.
Yeah.
Massive scene.
Yeah, massive scene. They love bonus tracks in Japan, right? Yeah, so bonus tracks it is.
Lots of cowboys. Imagine.
Looking forward to it. So in the beginning, I said that if there's somebody in the audience that wanted to ask some questions or were wondering anything, are there anyone? And if you don't dare to speak in the microphone, you can just tell it to me and I'll ask anyone.
Resounding silence.
I think that Erik has one.
Like,
oh yeah, come up.
Go on, really.
Like my main goal was like not to be up here talking to me, but people were like, these guys have just been staring at me while I've been sitting over here. Like for some reason.
Because you're beautiful.
But I don't know. It's
your name comes up every 2 minutes.
Yeah. And so it's really strange to was not planned to be involved in this, but here I am. I'm just for those who don't know, I'm the organizer, one of the organizers for the festival, Oslo Death Fest. We got some really stoked about having Vacuus outside of their own homeland for the first time. Stoked to have Incoation, my good pals, and I don't know, like, question wise, like, what are you guys gonna do tonight?
Go watch Obliteration, hopefully, and yeah, get No, sorry, we don't do that kind of stuff in this band. And then catch the release show from Incoation, and yeah, then go to bed and same again tomorrow, I guess. Yeah.
All hail Erik.
No, please don't.
So anyone else got something? You know, most people probably went for the show, but there's still somebody here. Oh. Stenove looks very interested over there.
I don't have any questions.
He's a wise man.
Yeah, no questions, that's wise, actually. So maybe we should just end it all with...
call it a day.
Since we're all depressed and it's winter, Norway, minus 100 degrees. I love when you're laughing of our English expressions because we think we say it right, but it's probably not all right. So then you laugh because it sounds extreme. Okay. So, maiden or priest?
Priest, not even close. Priest.
Priest all day, baby.
Black Sabbath every time, sorry.
I'm gonna copycat and say Black Sabbath as well. Iron Maiden.
Black Sabbath.
Didn't ask about Black Sabbath, for fuck's sake.
I like the answer.
Good band, though. So what? You two didn't answer.
I like Rush.
You gotta sit in the mic, but...
It's all about Motorhead. Fucking Rush.
Very good.
They bump death, baby.
How about Denim or Leather?
What's up?
Denim or Leather?
Both. Denim and Leather.
Together.
Brings it all together. Like, that's just, yeah. You can't have one without the other.
Oh, that's true.
Well, Jordan.
We should just stop there because that's the perfect. It's the union of metal.
Metal and Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Just horns up and shout Slayer on the streets. Yeah. Okay, so thank you, Vacuus and Incoation, for coming, and for all of you that didn't go to the other show and sat through the whole thing, to Erik, because you were part of the interview without asking. Yeah. And of course, Daniel, that did the technique stuff. We made it work. Yeah, hey. We did. And it seems like there's been, yeah, we have it on tape, so shit. This can be...
This evidence.
This will be a podcast on Jernverket later on, so if you want to listen to this and other episodes of Jernverket, just go to jernverket.com. Yeah, difficult for non-Norwegian people to understand, but just ask me, I'll write it down. Thanks, give them all an applause.
Hey. Thank you so much.
And go see Incoation tonight. Woo. And buy their stuff, albums, t-shirts, whatever. Support the band, support the underground. Thanks, have a good night.
Hey. Thank you.
Thank you to Helle.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, brothers.
Du har hørt et intervju med Incoation og Vacuus innspilt i desember 2023. Likte du det, kan du for eksempel høre livepodene med Deathhammer og Furs, Deadlord eller Grave Miasma og Vulture. Neste episode kommer forhåpentligvis snart. Jeg traff ungdomsheltene min I Stratovarius I høst.
I still remember that, oh, that's a cool looking cover, there's a snake and tombstone, and wow, and then he played it, and I said, I remember saying this, even though now it's so stupid, but I said it. Tell it that, yeah, the music sounds good, but the singer should be changed. That was like 5 years before I joined the band. I didn't have any idea that I would be singing in this band, but that was my first reaction.
Det lønner seg altså å fortsette å følge Jernverket på Instagram og Facebook, så får du med deg når det skjer noe. Og gjør ikke du det allerede, abonner på Jernverket podcast via podcast-app eller gå inn på jernverket.com. Vil du bidra med noe slantet til fortsettelser, kan du gi støtte via Patreon eller Vips. Info ligger I episodebeskrivelser. Helle Stenkløv, det meg. Håper vi høres igjen.